Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry? Motherfucking D.
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper. What is up, Jay?
Good day to you as well, Craig.
Big news today, guys.
Yes, sir.
Or why am I saying it to you? You know what the news is. Big news, Knicks fans. This show has become so huge that we are now doing two spinoffs. Every week, there's going to be a Blandy solo show.
This is the big
news
right now?
And a Barry solo show. We are trying to figure out what days of the week you guys are recording these solo acts. But I'm excited to hear it, Barry. What day of the week are you going to pick?
You teased me twice.
You've teased me twice now in the span of 30 seconds.
What do you mean teased you?
You teased me. You said big news today, and I was convinced you were talking about Mitchell Robinson competing in practice. And the other
did
way
that come out today? Because
yes.
I didn't. Know
yes, that came out
yes.
today. His first full
practice.
I saw practice.
Julius Randle was trending too. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, that's only because people don't know what the hell is going on with him, and they're trying to find out. But yeah, the Mitchell Robinson news was the big news because now it's a matter of time when he's going to come in. You also teased me pre-record into telling me that I'm going to have a solo show one day a week.
Is that not good news?
It was never agreed upon. You kind of talked yourself through this. I mean,
we
I was a bystander
talking about
it
right before we started recording, and it seemed like you guys were into it.
You were doing a lot of the talk.
We didn't even respond. Yeah, you talked. That was it.
And like all of a sudden, it was like, oh, that's great. Done deal. Can't wait.
You know, Barry, you said we need to record more often, and this was just my idea. To get us to record more often.
Yeah, it's a good idea. One that we should think about for more than 25 seconds.
Guys, the tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there. And odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering info anytime from your desktop or your phone, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head on over to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember, use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Here comes the money!
Money!
Did you guys do your brackets yet?
No, I don't give a shit about college basketball.
Cool. I don't want this to turn into a 12-minute ad read, so that's all I needed to hear. And now we're going to do Cut. We've got a brand new sponsor.
Cut.
Not brand new anymore. I love betting, my friends. Guys, did we bet last week on anything?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we did the over-under. What do you want to bet this week?
Oh, and I won. What should we bet this week?
What can we bet?
Let's bet on how long Blandy's news segment is going to be. The over-under.
Oh, it's like betting on Star-Spangled Banner in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but the problem is that you always interrupt. And last week you tried to game the system anyway. So what's to stop you from doing the same thing again this time?
It's a good point.
So, Barry, what's your over-under? Let's make it 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Okay.
I will take the under.
Oh.
Me too.
No. You're taking the over. All right, guys. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states and counting. I should check on that. It's probably more than that by now. It has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. We can... It's a betting app where friends bet each other on stupid shit like we just talked about. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go into the Cut app right now.
Cool.
I'm going to put in this info that we're betting on Blandy's news segment.
Mm-hmm.
And
type it in.
And a winner is going to be rewarded. And the money, Barry, you're on the app right now?
Yep.
All right. So we're betting $50. Who's ever right, the money's just going to go right into the account. Guys, if you want to do that, if you want to get in on that action with all your friends, if you want to bet us, can they friend us on Cut, Barry?
Why not? Why can't they?
It's possible. And if that's not on Cut, that should fucking be on Cut. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. Use Clode, B-L-E-A-V, Hardnicks for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that promo code. All right, guys, West Coast trip.
So far,
I feel
so
like
good.
We need to start with Mitchell Robinson first, though. But I don't know where to start. Everything is great. We're 3-0 on this West Coast trip. Who thought we'd be 3-0 on this trip? Raise your hand.
Not me. Oh, really? You're not
going to
raise your hand?
Denver?
I would have expected you to be like, oh,
you're right.
Fuck yeah.
I did not. We were going to
win them all.
we're going to win the rest of our games at this rate. Oh, but seeing Jalen Brunson against Golden, does Jalen Brunson not great against Golden? I mean, he's been great in general. Player of the week was that last week?
He's like the fifth or sixth leading scorer in the league now, isn't he?
Fifth leading scorer in the league.
And he's creeping up on KD for number four. I think he's only like 0.2 points behind him the last time I checked.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought we'd been sitting here with 9 games to go in the season and we're talking about, do you know that Jalen Brunson scores more points per game than Devin Booker, than Donovan Mitchell, than Jason Tatum, than Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, Damian Lillard, the fucking list goes on, because he's in fifth place!
Take that for data.
He's too small. He is too fucking small.
Unbelievable.
We overpaid.
That we have this guy.
Right? We overpaid.
And just seeing him, I mean, what he was doing against Golden State, the drives, the reverses,
just
the contact lately, 3-point plays, hitting his shots even when he's fouled and they're not calling any of it. And knowing, seeing what he's doing without, I mean, I know we've got a deep team, but we know all the guys we're missing. He's the only star out there. It's just been incredible to watch. Someone I work with said that they hadn't watched an NBA game in quite some time. They watched a Golden State game.
Oh, wow.
And they were raving about how fun it is to watch Brunson and this Knicks team, which made me feel fucking great.
Yeah, well, Craig, I was sitting there watching them play Golden State because we've sat through so many years of these awful, horrible, garbage teams and yet got the pleasure of watching a team like Golden State that, you know, almost like near dynasty team that they had that run in the late teens. And I would watch this team, like, I can't believe how they move the ball, move around, everybody's running around. And now we're watching our Knicks team do basically what Golden State used to do to us. We were running circles around Golden State, getting easy backdoor cuts, popping threes, doing the whole thing. You know, they never stood still. I mean, that was one of the pleasures of having Deuce alongside Brunson. You know, you've got all these guys on the court that are running around constantly and are open to shoot. We look like the old Golden State.
And come on, talk about Deuce. Did we just find our solution to no OG in the lineup?
That's a solid number two, man.
Or did that just work because we needed Deuce on Curry?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's not like he does this all the time. We've seen it many times, right? He's had, what, 4 40-minute-plus games. but it's not high minutes all the time. You look at his fucking minutes totals for the season, it looks like a fucking a lie detector test, okay? Tibbs plays him in games that he feels it's important to play him. When they need to lean on him heavy, they'll do that. If they need to just sprinkle him in, they'll do that. Another testament of what a great job Tibbs is doing. Because he knows those moments.
We did get to see that backcourt together, and it was great, a great idea, putting Deuce in to replace OG, essentially. Every shot he puts up, I think, is going in from three. He's just so locked in. I mean, he has been for a little bit now. Do you think that is true, what the rumors that Deuce was playing so well in practice that that's what made the Knicks open to trading IQ and Grimes, because they know they have something in him? Or is he just on a hot streak right now?
I think it's both, Craig. I think they did believe that. We've heard it. We heard it from multiple sources. We heard it from players themselves of how great he is in practice. He deserves to be on the court. So I think there was truth to that. Again, I mean, I need a little bit longer run of this, but we've been saying it for weeks now, so it's not, you know, it's not a fluke. He's been terrific. You know, we knew what he brought us on defense. The fact that he's doing this on offense, and, you know, the stage isn't too big for him on that side of the court. We got a good player in Deuce, and he's earned a solid spot in this rotation as far as this season's going to take us.
And he's doing it all. He's shooting like this. Playing so well with that hair in front of his eye. How's he doing that?
I don't know how his shot is just still so awkward to me. It really, it's like he's like shooting like, he's like chucking the ball from above his head.
Like Greg Anthony shot?
It's like a weird looking shot.
His shot doesn't bother me.
I don't think, does he have a shot over his head?
He's got a weird.
Is that accurate, Barry?
Yes and no, not the way he's doing it. He does go back behind his head, but he's still shooting it with one hand, and he's got the follow through with the one hand. He's not throwing it like he's throwing a volleyball.
But it's been going in.
And what is that front tail? Is that something?
He's had that before. I've
never seen it on another person ever.
It's like two braids, isn't it? Two, like two little braids.
No, it's one thick one that goes like right in front of his eye.
Yeah, well, it's right like eye. A braid. He's been shooting it great from three, but you know who hasn't been? There's a few guys. Dante DiVincenzo, over his last 10 games, he's been shooting at 32.5%. Before those 10 games, his average on the season was 41.7%. And because of his drop in shooting, it brought this season average now down to 39.7%, just because of these last 10 games, how bad he's shooting. That's two whole percentage points. That is 3-point percentage has dropped.
Didn't he shoot 2 for 17 in one of them? Right? Well,
that's going to drop pretty quick.
Yes.
2 for 17.
And it's not just Dante. But I mean, fucking Bojan Bogdanovic, one of the reasons we got him here, his 3-point percentage dropped. When he was with Detroit, he was 41.5%. Now this time with the Knicks, he's 33.8% from three. And then the same thing with his buddy Alec Burks, dropped from 40% while in Detroit to 29.2% with the Knicks. These guys have not found their shot in a Knicks uniform.
Bojan looks terrible.
Yeah.
And obviously you need him to be shooting well from behind the arc, but when he drives, he's so slow. I mean, reminiscent of RJ slow. And then he never gets by his man, it seems, and then has to kick the ball back out the most dangerous way. Every time he passes it back out, I feel like we're gonna get a turnover. I find him tough to watch. He just doesn't fit in.
No.
At all on this Knicks squad.
No, he doesn't.
He's not
athletic. When you think about every other player,
he's not quick. He doesn't have that intensity. He doesn't fit in. He's like, I'm trying to look at him as just an upgraded Fournier, or maybe just a different version of Fournier, right? Mm-hmm. Just getting playing time right now just because guys are out, but I don't think him or Burks are playing
right
in a few weeks.
Right. I hope not, because think about it. When him and Burks are out of that rotation, think about every single guy that is in the rotation and every single thing they're going to give you every minute on the court. That's what's so amazing and lovable about this team, is that these guys don't fucking stop. from 1 to 8,
yeah,
you know, or 1 to 9, whatever this rotation is going to be. You know, somebody said it. I think it was Brian Windhorst, maybe, because they were talking about the Knicks, and he talked about that's why you don't see this team, unlike every other NBA team, when they go up by 20, lock it up, because they're going to hold down the fort at that point. They don't let up. They put their foot on the gas. They put their foot on your throat, and they're not going to let you come back. That's the Knicks. When they have a lead.
Is that accurate?
That's accurate, because when they're leading going into the fourth quarter, I think they're undefeated.
It was impressive. We basically led the whole way. We led the whole way against Golden State. They never took the lead, right? Well, you know, we start off basically doing what they did to us at home.
I think right. I heard the other day
consistently, yep,
that we were the first team to hold the opposing team to under 80, 80 points? No,
five. Well, the 80 was only done 3 times.
Yeah,
it was 3 times they held an opponent under 80.
It was like the first time since like 2000.
They'd done a lot.
The first time since 2017 when the Grizzlies did it that they held opposing team to under 80 points, however many games in a row that they did. It's been like 7 years since somebody else has done that.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds accurate. And then the last guy I want to talk about with his prowess is Josh Hart and his fucking rebounding.
Yes, talk about it, Barry.
So he's 29th in the league in rebounds per game.
Oof.
29th total. That means that he's got more rebounds per game than Siakam, than Chet Holmgren. He fucking averages more rebounds than LeBron, than Durant. Another guy.
He's on an amazing streak as well.
Yeah.
Josh Hart.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, lately every night it seems like he might be he's getting a double-double often, and he's got five triple-doubles now? And he just plays his nonstop energy. The two least likable guys on this team, going back to these guys, are Bojan and Alec Burks. Everyone else?
No question.
I feel like they're all of the same mindset. Every single one of them. And now Mitch is coming back, who tweeted the other day, or posting on social media, something like, I think I'd rather come off the bench and show what I can do.
Oh, he tweeted that? I thought you were talking about something. No, he tweeted, there was something else I saw.
What else did he tweet? What else?
He said something like, I don't want to misquote it, something about like, please forgive me, I got distracted, something like that.
Didn't he tweet?
What's he talking about? What does that mean? Please forgive me, I got distracted?
No,
what do people think that means?
I thought he tweeted something about
MILF porn?
Yeah. Wasn't it about that?
Oh, come on.
No?
No, I'm pretty sure.
I thought he tweeted about
MILF porn?
That's what I thought. I guess not. All right.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Okay.
But you said he came back today. Was he practicing with contact?
I'm pretty sure that's what I saw on Twitter.
Yes.
And so what's the estimate for when he comes back?
Look, listen to this. Lord, forgive me. I got distracted again. Hands in prayer emoji.
You know what that means?
That sounds like he fucked someone. That means MILF porn?
He got caught up in MILF porn.
Oh.
No.
He got distracted.
He regrets something he did the night before. So he returned to full practice Wednesday, but according to Tibbs, has got to go through contact for a while before returning to play. So we've got practices for a while for Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, meanwhile, there's 9 games to go.
Yes, there's 9 games left in the season?
9 games left in the season.
No, there's not.
You want to hear them? Yep, 9 games.
Is that true?
Nine games left in April and March.
Wait, what's our record? Isn't it like 42 and like 25 or something?
There's 14 games left. They played 68 games.
Nine doesn't
sound
like a lot.
That's March, I meant.
This is Barry. So, Jesus Christ.
You know what?
Oh, my goodness.
Podcast hope.
That's what you are.
You are a podcast. Hope?
Ho. It's a podcast hope.
I'm not going to say that word. Terrible. We're currently a game and a half out of third place. And did I hear that Donovan Mitchell is out for a little bit?
Yeah, nasal fracture or something.
Nasal fracture?
Yeah.
Like inside the nose?
I guess. When he comes back.
Is that a nose? Broken nose?
He'll probably have one of those like masks, I would think.
All right, so we're going to catch up to Cleveland. We're looking at the 3 seed, guys. Should we listen to some voicemails?
If you'd like to.
I think so. I think we should.
All right. Here we go.
Who do we have first?
Craig, Barry, G. Fiona from Scotland here. How's it going? Just called in to let you know Derek is still alive and still obsessed with the Knicks. All the best, boys.
Huh? Okay.
So Derek's wife's name is Fiona.
I'm fairly confident that was Derek.
I don't think so.
That would be amazing if Derek can have that type of swing with his voice.
You know how we were debating if that's his actual voice that he calls in with?
No, we weren't debating.
Yeah, because you thought he was a put-on.
You were.
I think it sounds so, like, produced and, like, he's trying really hard to sound like that. He sounds so perfect.
I think
and
not.
That's what Fiona sounds like to me a little bit too.
No. Yeah, I think that's just how they fucking talk.
That's how they speak.
Okay, play Fiona again, Blandy.
Craig, Barry, G. Fiona from Scotland here. How's it going? Just called in to let you know Derek is still alive and still obsessed with the Knicks. All the best, boys.
So you think that's how they talk to each other?
Yeah,
they have a
probably
conversation?
A little faster.
Yeah, she's probably slowing it down so because she knows we're morons and we wouldn't be able to understand her.
Right. He probably told that to her. Talk slow because they can't fucking understand those idiots.
Now, I want you to compare how she said all the best boys to how he does it because that's how he closes.
No, no. His boys are shorter. I think he says.
But they say the same thing?
Yeah, Craig, he told her to say that.
Craig Barry G.
Who do we have next?
Now, how ironic is it that her name's Fiona?
What, because of Shrek?
Yeah. The only other Fiona I know is married to a Scottish guy.
Interesting.
Exactly. Not real.
What about
she's
Fiona Apple?
Okay.
She married to a Scottish
guy? She's not
guy?
Married to a Scottish person.
Not that we know of.
Is Fiona Apple alive?
Yes. Probably. Yeah, she just put out new music recently.
Ooh.
Oh, is that so?
She looks and she still looks the same.
So
what, like?
Emaciated?
Like 16.
Yeah, emaciated.
16 and emaciated.
Nice. I saw the Criminal music video the other day, and I felt like disgusting watching.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? I think I'm thinking of Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, she looks the same.
That's what I'm thinking of. She looks the same.
She looks the same.
So you don't even know if she's alive, Fiona Apple.
I'm going to assume
she is. You were thinking of...
I would think we know if she was dead.
I think she's alive.
She's 46. She's 46.
She's the same age as we are?
Yeah.
Fiona. All right. Probably weighs about 85 pounds soaking wet.
Well, Craig's not 46.
No, but he will be
tomorrow.
He will be.
March 21.
Yeah, I texted him this morning. He's like, getting it in early? And I said, I just didn't want the day to get away from me. And I'd forget. And then he's like, well, it's actually tomorrow. Ooh, oh, what are we seeing? Oh, God. Oof. That's scary.
So because of Fiona's voicemail led us down a rabbit hole of looking up pictures of Fiona
Googling
Apple.
Fiona Apple.
All right, well, let's go to Derek's here.
Who would you rather make out with at 46, me or Fiona Apple?
I'm going to choose death.
What? Come on, Barry.
Well, I didn't see those pictures, but I would say Fiona Apple, wouldn't I? Why would I not say Fiona Apple?
Why didn't you see those pictures? They're right here.
Oh. Huh. Oh.
So?
How long are we talking about?
I would say it's a flip of the coin, honestly.
Like, how long do we have to make out for?
What are you talking about?
10 seconds with me, 5 minutes with her.
5 minutes with her. It would have to be 5 minutes with
really?
Her.
Really? 5 minutes?
I can't believe it took you so long to say that.
Yeah. It would have to be 5 minutes with her.
Yes, that's a victory in itself, Blandy. The fact that you had to
Barry,
fucking
wouldn't
think
you
about
choose
it.
That, Barry?
I would choose Fiona Apple, yeah.
Five minutes with Fiona?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're an asshole, man. All right. Who do we have next?
We have Derek from Scotland.
Oh, shit. Hi, boys. What a coincidence.
Hey, I've not been calling in because I'm generally 2 or 3 days behind when it comes to watching the Knicks this season, and I like to stay spoiler-free, so Twitter and podcasts are effectively on tape delay for me right now. But Barry was absolutely right. I do fucking love this team. What's not a love? These guys play their arses off every night. The Villanova boys have been immense. OG's an incredible pickup. Hartenstein has been a revelation since Mitch went down. And Juice has been shit hot, if you pardon the pun. And we still have Mitch and Julius to come back. And also, Jay was wrong. I don't work in a kilt-making factory. I'm a high school teacher. But my kilt was absolutely made in Scotland, not China. Though I do love haggis. You should try it on pizza. It's excellent.
Oh.
All the best, boys.
Oh my gosh, haggis on pizza?
You guys, you and Derek would be best friends if you were in the same
area. You think so?
I feel like. Teachers, you're infatuated with his voice. He seems to love you. You're glowing. When he speaks, you're like fucking glowing.
I just love it. I've said before, the Scottish accent, I think, is like the greatest accent that there is.
All right, yep. 10 seconds with Derek or 5 minutes with Fiona?
Fiona Apple. I'll go with Fiona Apple.
I don't believe you. You're fucking glowing every time he talks.
Fiona Apple.
Derek, let us know. Like, can you call in the next time as if you're not trying to sound like that? Just be yourself. All right, just let loose.
We won't understand a word he says.
Think
then.
About it. I want to hear you, like, when you're relaxed. There's no way. All right, Blandy, who's
some
next?
Voices are like that, Craig.
Did he say anything, Nick's really, that we should... Sometimes I feel like we just play the voicemails, we just make fun of some shit and we move on. Did he say anything that we need to react to?
No.
Nah.
No, a lot of it was just obvious.
He talked about what he likes about this team.
And why doesn't he call us anymore?
Because he's a few
two or three days behind watching.
So he doesn't want
games.
Anything to be ruined.
Derek, we are fucking weeks behind with these podcasts.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Well, that's no fucking excuse. What do you mean you're a couple days behind?
Yeah, that is a weird
behind.
Excuse.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We do a show once a week. I mean...
And we can't spoil something if he's calling into our voicemail.
No. Are you afraid, Derek, that you might call in on something that we've already done a show about? Because chances are we haven't. So just call the fuck in.
Right on. Just
The other reason I don't know if Fiona's a real person is they had to call in separately.
Mm.
Janie and Ralph, you get that back and forth. But why did they call in separately like that? Barry's like, you're onto something.
I'm stumped.
All right, Blandy.
All right. Here's the next one.
This is Ralph and Janie on our anniversary.
Oh.
Oh, congratulations.
Wait, hold on. Let's pause that right there. Happy anniversary, Ralph and Janie.
Happy anniversary.
Ooh. Yes.
I wonder if they say how long.
Celebrating by watching the Knicks and beat the Warriors. Happy anniversary, Janie.
Happy anniversary, Ralph. Your mom.
That does not sound like a fun anniversary.
What
did you cut it off at the end?
You're my what?
That was it.
You're my what?
Huh. I don't know. My everything? I want to know what... My one and only?
I want to know what it is. Cupcake?
So it's their anniversary and...
I think it's you're my bitch.
Ralph. That's what said. Ralph had her watch the Knicks game with him. What about going out for a nice, fancy, romantic meal?
Maybe they did both. I mean, the game is late.
Not for them, it's not.
Listen, it's what they like to do, all right? Ralph had his neck pillow on, they watched the Warriors game, and they celebrated their anniversary.
Well, how long? Ralph, you didn't tell us how long. Talking 20 years, 30 years, what? What are we talking about? 40?
He's not on the phone, right? He can't answer.
Well, for next time.
Next time, Ralph, tell us how long you've been married.
Yeah. All right, last one here.
Oh, yeah, I just want to wish my boy Craig a very, very happy birthday. How about my Knicks? Come on, lately, huh? Our Knicks are getting it done. Oh, yeah. Need OG, Randall, and Mitch to get healthy. They'll take for you. Mm-hmm. When Mitchell comes back, we still need to start Isaiah over Mitchell.
What the fuck is going on?
The team just plays better than Mitchell off the bench. Oh, yeah, dig it. Happy birthday, Craig.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no idea, dude.
It's Macho Man.
That's not Macho Man.
It's not the original Macho Man, but that's a Macho Man guy.
It's an unknown caller again.
Maybe he's trying to be the new Macho Man.
He's been trying.
You know?
Oh, wow. Yeah! That's the could that be the original one or no?
I don't think so, Craig.
I think I'm getting my hopes up.
I have no idea.
Alright, we all hear that music. It's time for the news with Landerson Hooper.
Indeed
it is. We're now 30 minutes into the show.
Are you, do you have a timer?
Yeah, that's what I just said. We're 30 minutes into the show.
Well,
and that's how I'm going to keep track. Exactly 30 minutes.
Okay.
So let's get this. All right, get it going.
Here we go. So Kevin Durant.
Do this as fast as you can.
Kevin Durant entered tonight's game against the 76ers, needing 9 points to pass Shaquille O'Neal for 8th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Wanted to throw that out there. Speaking of the Phoenix Suns, the Suns have signed 2-time All-Star guard Isaiah Thomas to a 10-day contract. The last time that he played in the NBA was 2022. He's 35 years old at this point. All right. A couple of Timberwolves story. A Timberwolves employee was fired, arrested, and charged with felony burglary for allegedly stealing thousands of internal files, including strategic NBA information. Somak Sarkar, who previously served as a coaching analyst for the Wolves, is now in custody and faces a court hearing on Thursday afternoon in Minnesota. Okay. And another story, which looked to be a big one, and luckily this got taken care of really quickly. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry, who were looking to buy the Timberwolves, they had paid their first two payments. They lost the financial backing of the group that was helping them, Carlyle Group, with one payment left over to take a majority claim of the ownership of the Wolves. They had to figure out new backing, new finances by the 27th of March, or else they would lose out on their ability to buy them. And within a day, they were able to find new partners. Dial Capital Partners has decided to invest in them, so that way they have the necessary money to actually complete their transaction of the Wolves. Sure. But if they hadn't been able to find anybody, they would have lost control of the team. But
I thought that they had been owning it this for a while, but there was
no. They had started the process of it. They had made two payments of like $1.5 billion each or something like that. But
is that how it usually works?
They still owed more money.
Yeah. Is that how it usually works? Payment plans?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember how I did it when I bought my last NBA team. Yeah.
Paul Pierce had his home
Which
in Los
Which team did you buy? That was a joke.
The Pistons. That's why they suck so bad. Paul Pierce had his home in Los Angeles burglarized and had somewhere...
How many fucking stories are in this news segment this week?
What do you mean?
I just sent him this one.
Are you feeding him news stories right now?
I texted him with a news story, yeah.
$100,000 in cash, watches, and an actual safe was stolen from his house.
Wow.
An actual safe.
Bear, stop it, Barry. All right, and that's the way the
basketball
bends.
No.
He's got
a good
say
ones
it
here. Taurean Prince of the Lakers is facing allegations after a woman claims he got her pregnant and then sent a private investigator to her home. Taurean Prince is married, so apparently he has a side chick and got her pregnant. Not sure how his wife feels about that, but I'm leaving the last one for the end, the biggest one. Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan have officially called it quits after more than a year together. They apparently have now been broken up for a couple of weeks. They had a brief pause in their relationship back in February, got back together, but now it looks as if things are 100% completely over.
How sad.
It was you know, I thought it was in the stars. I thought this one was really going to work out. But alas, love doesn't exist, as evidenced by this. And that's the way the basketball bounces.
No, not everyone can be as lucky as Janie and Rob.
No, it's very true.
It's very difficult.
Very true.
Well, congratulations, Barry. Your money just got forwarded to you from the Cut app.
Oh, look at this.
$50, Richard. We were
easy money.
Like 12 seconds over.
Look at that.
And you really strung that fucking last story out.
Appreciate it, Blendy.
Remember last week when you just had me doing drops on purpose so you could win?
The 25 is in your Venmo.
Okay.
Cool. Wow. I might report you to the Cut app. That sounds illegal. Is that insider betting?
I don't think that's a thing.
The whole thing seems illegal. Cut is not illegal. It's legal in 40 plus states, just for the record. All right, guys. That's it for today's show.
Yeah, guys, listen. One trivia question for you that I just stumbled across. It's my own, actually, but I think it's a good one. Who is the first player listed in the NBA alphabetically?
Right now?
Current player.
What a weird question. Listed alphabetically where?
Like if you go on the NBA website and you go to a player index, who is the first player in alphabetical order?
Enes Kanter?
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, doesn't he have a different name? What's his name?
Freedom. No.
Okay, yeah, that's
cool.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with an A, Dick.
Is it Ryan Archer?
It's the guy. It's the guy with the last name Dick.
No.
Oh, you just said A.
You saw what happened with that, right?
I thought that was the
with the jersey trade.
Yeah.
Oh, Grady. Dick,
and what was the other guy? Anthony Black or something like
Black.
That.
Black.
And did you see Nasir Little? His tweet.
No.
He said, "Why is everybody telling me to change jerseys with Grady?"
Little Dick? Did he really say that or no?
Yeah, he tweeted it, yeah. Anyway, the answer is the first player alphabetically in the NBA is Precious Achiuwa.
Achiuwa. Oh, interesting.
Okay. So there's nothing before an AC.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay.
Wow. What a great trivia question.
Yep, I thought so.
How high were you when you came up with that?
Fairly.
Oh, you are too?
And you were going through the NBA players?
No, I was on that page and I saw the first name was Precious Achiuwa and I was like, why is he at the top? Am I on the Knicks page? And
like,
I realized, no,
it's
the whole fucking NBA. Go to NBA, you go to stats, go to players, and go to player index.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Stats, players, player index.
Awesome.
The fuck is the player index?
It lists every player in the
index. Oh, players.
Is it hard to find, Craig?
A little bit. I'm struggling a little. Oh, the player.
I mean, it's hard to find the holes.
Oh, nice. Unbelievable. All right, guys. What else do we have to say? You can call us 516-33-MESH-1.
516-336-3741.
Any stories? Anything going on in anybody's life? Anything interesting?
So, Craig,
whose toilet just flushed? What was that sound?
Oh, that was that's from my house. That's the fridge, the ice maker in the fridge.
Anyway, so the customer of mine that's got season tickets, sometimes he'll either hook me up or sell them to me first before he puts them on the open market. Uh-huh. Was in the store the other day, and he told me how before the game, he was down by the court because the seats are close to the court, and he was talking to Clyde for like 20 minutes because he was just on vacation, and he knew that Clyde had a place in St. Croix, so they hit it off. They exchanged phone numbers. So later that night, his phone rings and it's Clyde. But, Clyde doesn't say anything. Two times in a row it happened.
What?
So he calls Clyde back and Clyde said he must have butt dialed him. But yet they ended up staying on the phone for 30 minutes.
This can't be real. Is this real?
Yeah. Well, normally I wouldn't think so. I would think that I was bullshitting me. But based on Ralph's story about Clyde, I think it's totally fucking real. I mean, if you're going to get in the car with somebody.
Man.
I know.
So lonely.
So I think they're going to get together for dinner.
Can we get in on that?
I told the guy, you better be ready to fucking pay.
Clyde will not pay.
Clyde is not reaching for that check.
No, wait. Can we go to that dinner? Can we just, can you get your friend to invite us?
Oh.
Come on. What do you have to lose?
No, no. That's weird.
Why?
It's not weird at all.
I'm not, I don't feel close enough to him like that to say that. That was Blandy.
What?
Is that your stomach?
What just happened?
Was that you, Barry?
No, it was Blandy.
Maybe I belched.
Yeah, I hope that's on the mic.
Did I belch?
I think
pray
so.
That's on there.
I might have. I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, Barry,
Barry, you have to consider something here like that.
Yeah, but that would be weird if Clyde thought he was just going to dinner with this guy and then like all of a sudden there's like five people.
Why can't
he
just
say, hey, I'm going out to dinner with my friends. Would you like to join us? They're big Knicks fans.
Yes. That's right. Mm. Or we could pretend to be his sons. How old is this guy?
Yeah, he's older. Yes. But, I mean,
these are my boys. I don't know. You know? They love the Knicks. They love you. And so, you know.
Come on, Barry. This is once in a lifetime here.
You don't want to
squander this like you squandered the other.
You know,
other
Barry, game. When you finally should come through with something, you're being saying, we'll see. Yeah. Boomer sizing comes in the store. You can't close that deal.
You got access to Boomer?
Who else? Mike Breen comes in the store. We can't close that deal. And here we are. Is this a third chance, or have you not closed other deals?
I think that's it.
All right. You don't want to regret this.
This is our chance, Barry. Dinner with Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be able to tell people not only did we have dinner with Clyde, but that we paid for dinner with Clyde.
Right.
So, it's a big deal. And then people will say, you paid for dinner with Clyde?
Think about it, Barry.
We'd be like, yeah, we paid for Clyde.
Blandy, will you pay?
I mean, I'd prefer if Clyde picked up the check, but I think it's clear that Clyde is not picking up the check. So I guess we'd all have to chip in. Mm. Although if we got this guy to pretend he was our dad, we could say, Dad, you've got this one, right?
There you go.
We'll go from there.
All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard... Barry, think about it, by the way.
Okay.
It's not even going to try. It's already exited his mind. It is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.